The district is holding community budget meetings at 22 schools, starting at 5:30 p.m. tonight. Superintendent Sean Dusick will give an overview of the budget via teleconference. Then each site will go into more detail about that school's budget.
At each site, they'll be conducting a conversation. They'll be watching one or two videos, depending on what the need of the community is, and then having a time for question and responses and conversation for the rest of that hour, individually and tailored to each of the sites.
That's KPBSD Communication Specialist Peggy Erkenef. The budget in development will be for the school year starting in August 2018.
It's putting a huge project into motion to put together a multi-million dollar budget. At this point, we don't know what our revenue will be from the state. It does look a little different than it did last year when we were told to expect 5 to 10% cuts. So we'll be putting the budget together based on looking at what the needs are in the community.
State funding isn't the only unknown factor that will affect next year's budget. Contract negotiations between the district and teacher and support staff unions begin in just a few months, in early 2018. And the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly won't decide what level of funding it will provide the school district until spring. Even if the legislature doesn't change the amount of money available to schools next year, the amount of per-pupil funding the district receives looks like it will decrease, since the number of students seems to be declining.
One thing that we get questioned a lot about is that if enrollment is down, how come we can't just cut teachers? With a district as vast as ours is, it's not like you have 30 kids that didn't show up at one specific school. It might be 30 or 50 that are spread throughout the entire district. So it's not easy to just reduce a staff position when the students that we think are coming don't show up.
Erkenef says anyone who misses the budget meeting today can still participate in the process.
This is the beginning of the conversation. It's a many months process, but this is the start of it, and this is a really important one for parents and community members and anyone interested in our schools to show up and come to. And it's an opportunity to learn, too, about how do you create a multi-million dollar budget and what do you value?
Superintendent Dusick's budget presentation and more information on the budget process will be available on the district's website.